You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, and another tumultuous day in the markets. We'll get into the news here and the numbers in just a second. My name is Scott Ponywaz. I am the publisher of callputstrike.com. Be sure to head over there and check out a bit more content aside from just the podcast. Again, that's callputstrike.com. Got a lot of great writers doing strong journalism work in the financial areas, as well as some trends reporting. So with that being said, let's get into the news for today. And today's daily financial news summary for Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. Wells Fargo misses earnings, tech titans tilt downward, and the COVID climb continues. So what goes down must come up. Another tumultuous day in the markets. The S&P 500 was 1.4% today, the NASDAQ up 1%, and the Dow Jones managed to climb 2.3% on Tuesday. Markets were down a bit this morning and at parts of the day, but ended up in the green. While the markets were up, some of the tech titans saw losses as well, including Amazon and Netflix being down more than 1%, while Facebook and Alphabet, or also more widely known as Google, were down just a touch at just 0.1% in the red. Netflix saw losses after it was downgraded by UBS from buy to neutral over concerns of the stock being overvalued. It's up 60% on the year, much of which is a result of more people staying at home due to coronavirus quarantines, that old Netflix and chill action. Well, it closed being down just around 1%. At moments in the trading day, it was down as much as 6.7%. Wells Fargo also had a tough earnings reporting day after revealing it would be cutting its dividend to 51 cents per share, which is 10 cents lower than prior dividends. They also reported a $2.4 billion loss, which resulted in a 5% slide in the share price. JP Morgan Chase, on the other hand, saw a 79% leap in trading revenue to $9.7 billion as a result of increased equities and bond trading. They also exceeded the total revenue estimate of $30.3 billion, with their actual revenues reaching $33 billion. It closed the day 0.57% higher. Energy also saw gains on Tuesday, including ExxonMobil and Chevron, which both closed 2% higher. Boeing was up 2.3%, and Caterpillar saw an increase of 4%. While Florida stayed below a 7-day average of new coronavirus cases to ease some market concerns, they still were increasing alongside California and Texas, which are experiencing stress in their healthcare systems as a result. Total cases to date in the United States are now more than 3.3 million, and there have been at least 135,900 deaths reported as of today. This is compared to more than 13.1 million cases globally and at least 574,600 deaths reported globally, of which that 135,900 U.S. death data is also a part. That wraps up the news segment of today's Call Put Strike Daily News and Financial Insights podcast. So we are going to take a quick message from our sponsors before returning and diving into the insights side of things, where we take a step back and look at five personal finance lessons that the COVID-19 pandemic has taught us. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a sec. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights Podcast. If you're new here, don't forget to head over to callputstrike.com for even more great writing and content. With that, let's dive into the insights segment of today's episode, where we look at five personal finance lessons the COVID-19 pandemic has taught us. The COVID-19 pandemic has dramatically affected the social and financial lives of many people, including many businesses that have been impacted, which is resulting in reduced salaries and even furloughing of employees as the uncertainty continues to grow. The pandemic has taught several lessons about personal finances that they can adapt to when facing an economic downturn. Here are five personal finance lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic. Number one, an emergency fund is essential because you can lose income abruptly. The first lesson that the pandemic has taught many of us is that our finances are fragile, evidenced by the growing unemployment numbers. Most people have lost their sources of income, which further stresses the need to have an emergency fund. With the pandemic realities, those who still have income have realized the need to save more money each month as well. Number two, we need to cut on non-essential spending. The pandemic has pushed people to cut their spending, and even the government labeled some businesses essential, while others have been labeled non-essential services. With people spending more time quarantined, it is crucial to review spending and adjust financial habits appropriately. People have suspended various projects they might have been working on, and considering the uncertainty, it is vital to be extra careful and only spend in essential needs, such as food or shelter. Some of the financial and spending strategies you put in place now might be useful even past COVID-19, many of us are learning. Number three, learn how to avoid too much debt. You may find it easy to borrow money, especially with loans being low, but that should not mean you have to. The COVID-19 pandemic has taught us a hard lesson that when you owe less, the more options and flexibility you have. It is an important lesson one should keep in mind in managing personal finances, even post-COVID-19. Currently, there are government programs one can take advantage of to stay afloat, but after the pandemic, many people are likely going to start to focus on maintaining their debts at a minimum. Number four, investing for your retirement. Although most people have cut on discretionary spending during the pandemic, this could be an opportunity for them to consider starting to invest for retirement, especially young folks. People have changed habits like going out during the weekends, travel, and even drinking for some. And by cutting those, some might even start to embrace these changes going forward. The money saved from cutting one area of spending can be invested in something like stocks or bonds or mutual funds to start retirement funds. Should calamity strike again in the future, these also could be very helpful as a rainy day fund. Number five, sometimes there are opportunities in the height of a downturn. Although it is typically unlikely that there is a silver lining during an economic downturn, it has been in some terms of low interest rates. It's not clear how the pandemic will affect the housing market, but people are taking advantage of the low rates to refinance mortgages. There also is an opportunity for first-time home buyers who are taking advantage of these low rates and non-conventional loan types, which allow for lower down payments and allow people the ability to realize the dream of owning their own homes. So to recap, number one, emergency fund is essential because you can lose income abruptly. Number two, need to cut on non-essential spending. Number three, learn how to avoid too much debt. Number four, investing for retirement. And number five, sometimes there are opportunities in the height of a downturn. And that wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights for Tuesday. I lost track of my days there for a second. Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. Head over to callputstrike.com, subscribe to our daily newsletter, and also make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Reviews are always appreciated. So signing off for tonight, have a great evening, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.